Right now, it's showtime at PJ's. How about a great big round of applause and bring to the stage the funky chicken man, Rufus Thomas. Right on, yeah.
Ain't I'm clean? Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's best that you give me my applause now, because when I finish, you might wish the hell I'd never been up here. First, I want you to know that I came into Los Angeles by plane. Plain old bus. But you know, I did not know that they had lady cab drivers here in this city. They got them. They got them. I got off the plane, got my baggage, got in the cab with the lady cab driver, and the first thing she asked me, how far do you want to go? After I got out of jail. But seriously, Onion, that's saxophone player, right? That one. This one, right? He picked me up at the airport. He said, Rufus, I'm gonna take you right down in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is what's happening. He said that. Los Angeles is what's happening. Took me right in the heart of downtown. And while we were standing there waiting on the light to change, he said, Rufus, look at that. I said, what you talking about, man? Look right there. Boy, that was a babe on the corner, was out of sight. You talking about pretty? She was kind of big right here. She was kind of little right along here. And when she got along here, I didn't know what direction she was going. So Onion told me, said, Rufus, go on over there and talk to her. I said, man, I don't know that lady. He said, oh, that's all right. Go on over there and talk to her. I walked over to her. I said, pardon me, madam. I said, would you like to ride with me? She said, ride with you? I said, who are you? I said, have no fear. Funky Chicken is here. So she got in the car and she sat down right next to Onion. Then I got in the car and I put it down right next to her. Now, we rode about 2-3 blocks. I said, say, baby, do you mind if I hug you? She said, to be sure. So I proceeded to hug her. We rode about 2-3 more blocks. I hunched in the side. I said, say, baby, do you mind if I kiss you? She said, to be sure. Boy, and I flat laid one on her. We rode about 4-5 more blocks. I got out of the car, slammed the door, walked around in front of the car. She hollered out at me and said, sir, Rufus? I said, yeah, baby. She said, where you going? I said, oh, I'm just going to the corner drugstore. She said, what for? To be sure. You know, that is a well-known bridge here in California. Y'all know what bridge that is. That's the one that's on the outskirts of the city. But now, I was under that bridge this morning. Yep, 4 o'clock this morning, I was under that bridge. But I want you to know that I was not there by myself. Me and a lady was under that bridge. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Now, while we was under that bridge, the police showed up. Now, you know, usually a police is just like a rainbow. He always shows up after the storm is over. But not this time. That cat was right on the money. Laid his hand on my shoulder and I didn't see him. He says, "Hey, fella, you know he scared the hell out of me." He said, "What are you doing on this bridge, 4 o'clock in the morning, you and this woman?" I said, "Mr. Officer, we were just fishing." He said, "Fishing, 4 o'clock in the morning, you and this woman?" I said, "That's all, that's all. We were just fishing." He said, "Did you catch anything?" I said, "I hope not." Me and Onion was upstairs in the dressing room just Me and Onion was upstairs a while ago in the dressing room. This was just before, you know, all the fellas. We just talking over the show, how we gonna do when we get down. So we were conversing, you know, he's the head of the group, so I decided I'd just talk to him a little bit. I said, "Say, Onion," we're sitting there, I said, "You know, we gonna do this on the show, we gonna do the other thing on the show." And while we were sitting there talking, a bug ran across the floor. I said, "Hey, Onion, see that bug running across the floor?" He said, "Yeah, man." I said, "What kind of bug is that?" He said, "Rufa, don't you know?" I said, "That's a ladybug." I said, "A ladybug?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Man, you sure can see good." You've heard of such great poets as Rudyard Kipling, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Shakespeare, and all the other greats, but I want you to know that they are not compared to me. I want you to know that I'm a poet, and I know it, and I show it. Now listen to me blow it. Listen to this poetry. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, Mary had another little lamb. His fleece was black as jet. I stayed all night at Mary's house, and I ain't quit scratching yet. Poetry. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, Mary had another little lamb. She fed him castor oil. And everywhere the little lamb went, he fertilized the soil. Now, Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, Mary had another little lamb. She tied him to the heater. And every time he turned around, he burnt his leg. You hear what he called me? A dirty old man. I am not a dirty old man. I'm an oversexed senior citizen. Poetry. Now I lay me down to sleep, giving the bed bugs a chance to creep. If one should bite before I wake, I hope to hell his jaws will break. Poetry. Now, if this kind of poetry strikes you anywhere, I want you to do something like that. Listen to it. One drink won't make you drunk if you just stop drinking. You'll never have the blues if you just stop thinking. One step won't take you nowhere if you just stop walking. Nobody will never know your business if you just stop talking. Here's a song now where everybody in the house gets into the act. Everybody. Now this is where you throw your voices in. And if you ain't got no voice, throw in what you got. Okay, give me a chord, guitar. Guitar, please give me a chord. Guitar, you gonna give me a chord or not? And look at him laughing about it. Standing up there looking like a jackass eating bride. Look just like that thing to eat up my grandpa's dog. Look, give me a chord, man. All right, I'll just try it without him. I'll just try it without him. Okay, everybody after me. Here we go.